never thought when Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he hadn't a pound. His father died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a great party for friends and relations who did not forget him when he came to the wall. If you just listen, I'll make you as listen with rows and ructions at Lanigan's ball. Myself, to be sure, had free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. And then in a minute all friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. There were lushes of punch, wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. Nolans and Dolans along with O'Grady courting the girls and dancing away.
6 long months I spent in Derby, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Derby learning to dance at Lanigan's ball.
They're all merry, the girls were all hearty, dancing away in couples and groups. Then an accident happened, young Terence McCarty put his right leg through Miss Finity's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried out blue murder and called for her brothers and gathered them all. Carmody swore that he'd go no further till he'd had his revenge at Lanigan's ball. So the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted. Her cheeks at this time were as red as a rose. Some of the boys declared she was painted or took a wee drop. Too much, I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan was powerful and able when he saw his fair colleen outstretched by the wall. He tore the left leg from under a table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's ball.
6 long months I spent in Derby, 6 long months to be nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Derby, learning to dance at Lanigan's ball.
Then there were ructions, myself got a kick from big felly McHugh. And soon I replied to his kind introduction and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near being strangled and squeezed up his pipes, bellows, chanters and all. The girls with the ribbons were all soon entangled and that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
6 long months I spent